Hello, my name is Felicity Anderson-Nathan, and this is an extract from my story, Fig Leaves. There was an enormous fig tree which grew in the rubbish pit behind my house. Someone who lived there before us must have tossed in their half-eaten snack with the loose bricks and abandoned garden furniture and, by some miracle, up it sprang. Since no one wanted to take responsibility for the rubbish pit, no one took responsibility for the tree, and it grew and grew until it filled the pit, its canopy level with the ground like a green pond you could dip your toes into. My dad would spend every summer talking about cutting down the fig tree and filling in the pit so it could be something useful, like a terrace or a compost heap. It never happened, of course, like the pergola or the swings or the dripping tap in the kitchen. And every year the tree won a reprieve when autumn came and the weather turned too damp for gardening anyway. I made that rubbish pit my kingdom. I would retreat there when my brother was after me for the hoodie I'd borrowed and lost, or when I was meant to be getting primped for some second-removed cousin's wedding. I stashed my loose change there in a jar labelled Running Away Fund. My mum clucked about tetanus and how wouldn't I rather play in my magical wonder funhouse than live in a hole? I aged right past that funhouse and missed nail polish and netball too. The Khans moved in only a few months before I moved away. Sophie was a year younger than me and just as impatient to shake the suburbs off her. She swam for the school club, and I was reminded of it every time she raised herself up out of the pit like it was the leisure centre pool. I just scrabbled the toes of my trainers against the brick walls and tore holes in my jeans. She had broad, strong shoulders, and her hair always smelled a little of chlorine. I thought her mum was so glamorous. She had eyebrows back when it wasn't fashionable, and she was always wearing a different scarf, but they were always green. She showed me her wardrobe once, and she had stacks of them, moss and turquoise and mallard and jade. Her dad was nice, but busy, so normal, basically. Their garden backed onto ours, and one day that summer, Sophie ducked under the hedge and stumbled in. She was surprised to see a fig tree growing here, and I was impressed that she knew what it was. She had seen them while visiting her dad's family, but she didn't think it was warm enough here. I told her it was because of the village's microclimate, savouring the word as I repeated it from my geography textbook. It never fruited, though. It just grew little green nubs which fell off in autumn.